Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidane Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Pujabhiyare Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabhiyare Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabhiyare Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jai Radhesham, Radhesham, Lalita Vishakha, Jai Radhesham. Jai Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Thank you. Anitai Gaur Hariba, 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 Gaur Hariba. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayvrajaga Acharya Astotara Satasri Srimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanara Vrindabhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagat Guru Savior of the whole world Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Nitalila Pravista Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prayvrajaga Acharya Astotara Satasri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai Nama Acharya Brahmacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Premsi Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Girigovadami ki jai Sri Vrindavindami ki jai Sri Mathuradami ki jai Sri Damayapurdami ki jai Shri Navadweep Dhamma ki jai Neelachala Jagannathapuri Dhamma ki jai Ayodhya Dhamma ki jai Dwaraka Dhamma ki jai Gangamai ki jai Jamunamai ki jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai Sri Sri Radhashama Shindra Lalita Vishaka ki jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Nitai Sri Gaura Premnandi Glories to assembled devotees. Oh, glories to assembled devotees. Oh, glories to assembled devotees. Oh, glory to Srila Prabhupada Chai. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So everyone is welcome to this morning's Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Today we are reading from the Adi Lila, chapter 2, text 23 and 24. And what is on the board, I think? Both? Vyomite vase narayana nama Sat Aishwarya Pruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan Veda Bhagavata Upanishad Agama Is it there? Purna tatva yanre kahe nahi yanra samaha. Para vyomite vaise narayana nama. Sat Aishwarya Purna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Veda Bhagavata Upanishad Agama Just read the first verse. Okay. Alright, so we drew the first verse and then the second verse I'll do it by myself. Paravyamita Vaise Narayana Nama Sar Aishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Somebody want to try? Paravyamrite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Paravyamite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Paravyamite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Paravyamite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Paravyamite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Paravyamite Vaishe Narayana Namaha. Saraishwarya Puruna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. So word for word translation. Paravyamite. In the transcendental world. Vaishe. Sits. Narayanaha. Lord Narayan. Nama. Of the name. Sat Aishwarya. Of six kinds of opulences. Puruna. Full. Lakshmi Kanta. The husband of the goddess of opulence. Bhagavan. The supreme personality of Godhead. Translation. Lord Narayan, who dominates the transcendental world, is full in six opulences. He is the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. There is no purport, so we go to the next text. Which says, Veda Bhagavata Upanishad Agama Purnatatva Yandre Kahe Nahiyanara Samaha. Translation. The personality of Godhead is he who is described as the absolute whole in the Vedas, Bhagavatam, Upanishads, and other transcendental literatures. No one is equal to him. So we can read the translations together. Text 23. Lord Narayan, who dominates the transcendental world, is full in six opulences. He is the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. And text 24 says, the personality of Godhead is he who is described as the absolute whole in the Vedas, Bhagavatam, Upanishads, and other transcendental literatures. No one is equal to him. Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are innumerable authoritative statements in the Vedas regarding the personal feature of the absolute truth. Some of them are as follows. 1. From the Rig Samhita 1.22.20. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Suryaha Diviva Chakshura Tatam. The personality of God at Vishnu is the absolute truth, whose lotus feet all the demigods are always eager to see. Like the sun god, he pervades everything by the rays of his energy. He appears impersonal to imperfect eyes. 2. From the Narayana Tarva Shira Upanishads 1 and 2. Narayana Iva Samupadyante Narayana Pravatante Narayane Praliyante Ata Nityo Narayanaha Narayana Evidam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yacha Bhavyam Sudo Devo Eko Narayano Na Dvitiyo Sti Katschit. It is from Narayan all that everything is generated. By him only that everything is maintained, and in him only that everything is annihilated. Therefore, Narayan is eternally existing. Everything that exists now or will be created in the future is nothing but Narayan, who is the unadulterated deity. There is only Narayan and nothing else. 3. From the Narayana Upanishads 1.4. Yata Prashuta Jagata Prashuti. Narayana is the source from whom all the universes emanate. 4. From the Hayasrisa Pancharatra Paramatma Hari Devaha. Hari is the Supreme Lord. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 3rd chapter, verses 34 and 35. Narayana Bidanasya Brahmana Paramatmanaha Nishtam Arata Novatum Yuyamhi Brahma Vitamaha. O best of the Brahmanas, please tell us of the position of Narayan, who is also known as Brahman and Paramatma. Stiti Ubhava Pralaya Hetur Aheturasya Yat Swapna Jagara Susuptisu Sadvahischa Dehandriyasu Hridayani Charantiyena Sanjivitani Tat Aveha Parama Narendra. O King, know him who is causeless and yet is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He exists in the three states of consciousness, namely waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, as well as beyond them. He enlivens the body, the senses, the breath of life, and the heart, and thus they move, knowing him to be the Supreme. Omagyana Timredasya Gyanan Gyanashalakaya Shakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahoguna Ragunastam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami Iti Namini. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Asri Tatmane Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Bhakti Titriti Namini. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Sati Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvese Sasuyavadi Pasachade Satarini Vanchakal Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Ivacha Patita Nampa Venibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratvise Namaha Nityanando Vatutendur Vasuda Pranavalabaha Janavir Jivita Patir Krishna Prema Pradaprabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachirananda Bhumata Jagatrakta Rakta Gora Kilevaraha Advaitam Harinadvaitara Charyam Bhakti Shamshanat Bhaktavataram Itam Sham Advaita Acharya Ashraye Manchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Namo Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagaritaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Mandir Gatin Masar Vasva Padambu Yorada Mandana Mohano Divya Vindaranya Kalpadrumada Sri Madradnat Gara Simhasanastau Srila Govinda Devo Prishtyali Bisivya Manusmarami Srimam Rasa Rasarambi Vamsivata Tatastita Karsan Venuswanai Gopi Gopinata Sriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvaita Gadarhar Srivasadi Gaura Mukta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. Lord Narayan, who dominates the transcendental world, is full in six opulences. He is the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. The personality of Godhead is he who is described as the absolute whole in the Vedas, Bhagavatam, Upanishads, and other transcendental literatures. No one is equal to him. Bukam karoti vachalam pangum lagayate grim yat kriyapatamahan vande shri guru dina taranam paramanam madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram akanda mandala karam vyaptaina chara charam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share the little we have with this verse. Actually, in verse 22, these verses are simply an extension of verse 22. Which says, Govinda personally appears as Chaitanya Goshani. No other Lord is as merciful in delivering the fallen souls. So these verses are just continuing to describe the position of Govinda, who appeared in this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver all of us And that is why we are all gathered here. So that is the continuation of the discussion. So before we proceed to say something, we seek the mercy of all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are present in this class. In the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Durga me pati me indasya. My path is very difficult. Skala pada gate muhuru. Swa krepa yaste danena santa santa avalambalam. Krishnadas Goswami is praying that may the saints lend me their support, lend me the stick of their mercy, so that he can execute the duty of writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, my path is difficult. I am blind, and my feet are slipping every moment. Therefore, I need the mercy, the stick of mercy from the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis in order to execute this sacred duty of representing the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, we are all here because of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Without the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, I don't think I will sit here. Maybe you may sit. But for me, I know for sure that it is by the Divine Grace of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada that I have come all the way from Africa to Vrindavan Dham. This is only possible by the costless mercy of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is mentioned somewhere in the Lilamrita, one devotee was asking Srila Prabhupada, what is my good fortune? What great credit did I perform in my last life to participate in Krishna consciousness? And Srila Prabhupada simply smiled and said, I am that credit. I am your good fortune. If Srila Prabhupada had not left Vrindavan and gone west, I don't think we would be here today. So we are all here as a result of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And we have to continue to depend on that mercy. As soon as we miss that mercy, Maya will carry us back to where we have come from. The wave of Maya is so strong. This is Maya's abode. The material world is Maya's kingdom. We have no strength. It's like when you find yourself in a very swiftly flowing river. Even if you are a very expert swimmer, you have a chance of being washed away. So Maya is very swift. Every moment, the waves are increasing, especially in Kali Yuga. We are proud of internet, but the internet is full of all kinds of things. A little inattention, you are carried away from your Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we constantly need the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And that is why Srila Prabhupada created this movement. This movement is an association of devotees. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a movement to provide sadhu sangha, to provide devotee association, because only in that devotee association can we make progress. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Kripa, Bhakti Bhaktiriya, Swabhava. Three things are needed. Sadhu Sangha. Without Sadhu Sangha, we are going nowhere. Without Krishna's mercy, we are going nowhere. And without the very nature of Bhakti, Bhaktira Swabhava, the very nature of Bhakti is so wonderful that a little effort, a little endeavor, Bhakti Devi blesses the living entity. So therefore, our presence in this holy dham of Sri Vrindavan is a causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, we all owe Srila Prabhupada an unlimited debt. We cannot pay that debt in one life. We have to pay this debt in many, many lives. So, we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada for establishing this wonderful organization and giving us the opportunity to participate, giving us the opportunity to come to Krishna's land, Vrindavan, giving us the opportunity to chant the holy names of Krishna and experience transcendence. So, these two verses are speaking about the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is described in the Shastra as Parata Para. Parata Para means he is the best of the best. Krishna is the best of the best. No one is superior to him and no one is equal to him. Srila Prabhupada says, if we don't grasp this understanding, then there is every tendency we may look at the demigods. Demigod worship is based on the fact that we think they are equal to Krishna. That is a misunderstanding. Therefore, the scripture says, Parata Para. Krishna is the best of the best. No one is equal to him, and no one is better than him. We must firmly establish that in our hearts. Then we can practice Krishna Bhakti without looking here and without looking there. Krishna Das Kaviraj also mentions, Naya Kanam Shiro Radnam Krishna Stus Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahagunam. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a crown jewel of all heroes. And in Krishna, all the good qualities are permanently situated. In Krishna, all the good qualities are permanently situated. So there is no challenger. No other living entity is equal to Krishna. Even Lord Balaram depends on Krishna. Sometime, I mean, in the Lilamrita, it is mentioned that one devotee asked La Prabhupada here in Vrindavan that Krishna and Balaram, who is superior? And Prabhupada said, look at Krishna and Balaram. Who is leaning on who? When you look at Krishna and Balaram, you see that Balaram is leaning on Krishna. Meaning that even Balaram depends on Krishna. And we know that Balaram is an expansion, is the first expansion of Krishna. So even Balaram's existence depends on Krishna. Though Balaram is said to have all the spiritual powers, all the energies, all the strength, yet he depends on Krishna. So in Krishna, we can find all the transcendental qualities, and they are permanently situated in Krishna. So that is the position of Krishna. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sarva Britya. Krishna is the only controller, he's the only Supreme Lord. Everyone else is his servant. Britya means servant. Kinkara, we are all servants of Krishna. Everyone else, even including Balaram, Balaram serves Krishna in all the rasas. So everyone is a servant of Krishna. So that is the position of Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadira Adir Govinda Sarva Karanam Karanam. Now Brahma is defining the position of Krishna very clearly, that there is no other person superior to Krishna. Balaram is Brahma is the first student of Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma is the first student of the Vedic literatures. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Brahma was the first student to receive knowledge from Krishna. And he is telling us that Ishwara Parama Krishna, there are many controllers, but there is only one supreme controller, Parama Krishna. Parama Ishwara is Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's a supreme controller. Even though sometimes Krishna may take a subservient position to his devotee, as we see Krishna carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda, Krishna being chased by Mother Yashoda with a stick, and Krishna is running out of fear, he's shedding tears. This is just a loving exchange. He still remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says, one does not become God. God is God. When Krishna was lying in his mother's cradle, Putana came thinking, this is a baby, I can poison him. But Putana had mistaken. The fact that Krishna was lying as a baby in the cradle does not mean that he was less. People meditate, people perform yoga, people perform tapas in order to become God. Those are very cheap gods. Very cheap, and there are many in India. Cheap gods. They perform tapasya to become God. Krishna does not need to perform any tapasya to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why it is said that all the good qualities are permanently situated in Krishna. That is the position of Krishna. So, that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Raya, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embarked on his journey to South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya urged him that there is a very great devotee on the banks of Godavari. When you go there, make sure you meet him. And the way Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke, Mahaprabhu understood there is a great person down there. I must meet him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was on the banks of Godavari, he had gone to take his bath. Then all of a sudden he saw a very big crowd with someone sitting in a palanquin, and he was accompanied by so many brahmanas and musicians. They were chanting songs, chanting mantras and playing music. He understood this must be the governor. He must be the representative of Prataparudra. And that must be the person Sarvabhauma Brahmacharya has spoke about. I must meet him. So he was very eager to meet him. And as soon as Ramananda Rai saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also had a strong desire to meet him. The Lord and his devotee are meeting. So therefore there was a natural attraction between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. So eventually they met, and they embraced and they cried, and it is said that those persons who were not very intimate, they were wondering why this young sannyasi is embracing a governor, a politician. They were wondering, but they could not understand the position of Ramananda Rai. So there it is said, there are two kinds of devotees, Sajatiya and Vijitiya. Sajatiya devotees are those intimate devotees who understand the mood of the Lord. And Vijitiya devotees are external devotees. They may behave like devotees, but they don't understand anything concerning the Lord. So the question is, where do we belong? Are we Sajatiya devotees or we are Vijitiya devotees? We must cultivate Krishna consciousness very deeply so that we can understand the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it is said that many discussions, for 10 days, Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet in the evening to discuss and share unlimited knowledge. Towards the end of their meeting, Ramananda Rai raised a doubt. He says, "Eka samsaya mora achaye hridaya." He says, "My dear Lord, there is a doubt in my heart. Can you clear that doubt?" Then, what is the doubt? Ramananda Rai said, "Tomara sanyasi swarupa munishama gopa rupa." First you appear to me as a sanyasi, but now I am seeing you in the sham rupa form, as black as Krishna, with a flute on your mouth. Deki kanchana panchalila tanara gora kantia. I am also seeing your golden form. You look like a golden doll. And you have a golden luster. So please, tell me. Don't play any games on me. You must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must be that Krishna. You must be that Shama Sundara who plays on the flute and attracts the attention of the gopis. You must be that Supreme Lord who is the source of every existence. Please confirm this. There was Ramananda Raya's request to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says, Shama is blackish. But here, Ramananda Raya says, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a golden color. He appeared like a golden doll. This is said to be the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavani Shwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Radharani has a golden complexion. And so, Ramananda Rai is seeing that golden complexion in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing, what Ramananda Rai is establishing, that the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shama Sundara, is appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what did Mahaprabhu say? He says, because you have deep love for Krishna, Radhe Krishna Tumara Mahaprema Hai. That because you have very deep love for Krishna, you are seeing Krishna everywhere. And then he said, this is the vision of the Mahabhagavatas. This is the vision of the great devotees, exalted devotees. Wherever they look, they see Krishna present. Then he said, Prema Aswadana Anusange Prema Maya. So you have descended into this world to taste your own bliss. You have descended into this world to taste your own bliss and also to transform the whole world by distributing this bliss. So this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Bhava Mitahiyaha Aswadyan Swadhyayam Diksham Prema Diksham Ashikshayat. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he descended into this world to taste the sweetness of love of Godhead and also to distribute this love to his devotees. So that is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He accepted the form of Radharani, the color of Radharani, the mood of Radharani, so that he can taste the bliss of his own nectar. And after tasting that nectar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this nectar to every living entity in this world. Furthermore, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Premamaro Taro Priyam Sakarupa Bhakta Gana Krishna Prema Phala Pradun. Now let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the tree of the eternal love of Godhead. And the devotees are like branches that are distributing this love of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada is one of those major branches of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he descended into this world to distribute this love of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada has made all of us sub-branches and twigs, leaves and flowers of this eternal love, tree of love of Godhead. And our duty is to assist Srila Prabhupada to spread this mission of distributing the love of Godhead. The reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared is to distribute this love of Godhead. The reason why Srila Prabhupada appeared is to distribute the love of Godhead. And therefore, all of us who are taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's mission, we must also become agents for the distribution of this love of Godhead that Mahaprabhu has brought. Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has to appear in this world in the form of a devotee just to taste his own sweetness. And after tasting that sweetness, the Lord traveled far and wide to distribute this love. And he empowered his devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, to further distribute this love outside of India. And so, we have taking shelter of the movement of Srila Prabhupada, and we must carry the mission of Srila Prabhupada farther and farther and farther to make every living entity in this world fortunate. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and that is the service Srila Prabhupada has given us. So everyone must meditate and consider how he can effectively distribute this love of Godhead by distributing the holy names of Krishna. Simply by performing Sankirtan everywhere, like King Prachina Barisat. Srila Prabhupada gave a comment in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. King Prachina Barisat, after he sent off his 10 children, the Prachitas, to go and perform tapasyas in order to qualify to become kings, King Prachina Barisat, he was performing yagya, sacrifices, every moment, every place, everywhere. There were kuns of sacrifices. So Srila Prabhupada comments that if the International Society for Krishna Consciousness can perform Harinam, Sankirtan, just as Prachina Barisat is performing these yagyas, the whole world will be blessed. That is our duty. Hare Krishna, it's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. So if there are any comments, they're welcome. If there are no comments, we end the class here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.